Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Glad you have tuned in. Great show lined up for you this morning. We have in studio Leisha Berry and Jess Berry talking with us about a rather unusual topic, moving past those tragedies in our lives. We've also, of course, got the very lovely Lexi Bellastri. She'll be with us, giving us events in a minute so we find out what's going on around town. So lots of things happening in this hour. We're glad you're here at 93.3 Freedom 93 FM. Stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots?
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hey, everybody. Glad that you're with us. Here we are on another beautiful Saturday in Tallahassee. It's been hot this week, and it's going to be just as hot, it looks like, this weekend. So whatever you were planning on doing, it's about time that you have it done because the heat's coming. But we're glad you've joined us wherever you may be. And we, believe it or not, we have listeners across the globe. We have those who listen online. You can do that, by the way, streaming live on the web. If you're listening on air right now, 93.3, we're glad you're there. But if you're out of shot at any point and want to listen on the web, you can do that. Go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com. And if you go to the listen page, you'll see there's a link there that takes you to the streaming audio. So, yeah, so we've got folks from various parts around the country and across the world who listen in and like to know what's going on in town, just like you and me. Tallahassee Talks is here because that's what we're all about, Tallahassee talking about what's important. And so in this hour, we're talking with Leisha Berry and her son Jess Berry, the topic being how you deal with the most tragic of circumstances in life. And move those circumstances in a direction that is more positive for you and for those with whom you are connected. And you can apply that certainly on a personal level. It seems like Tallahassee is applying that at a corporate, at a community-wide, at a cultural level, in which we're taking a lot of the things that have at one time been unuseful, or as we might say, less utilized, underutilized, and revitalizing, moving them in a direction that is more positive, taking even things that might have been an eyesore or perhaps undesirable and making them into desirable or more useful for all, not just for some, but Cascades Park and the Gain Street area, Midtown, Market District, all of these things we talk about. No less is the effort that we see when we talk to people like Leisha Berry at a very personal and a very intimate level, really, a very emotionally intense level. Her son, Jess, was injured tragically, but in making recovery, found the resource to do so. So it's a great lesson for us, I think, to look inward and find the kinds of things that all of us have on tap in which we make a choice. How do we interpret what we've been handed, we'll say. What cards have we been dealt? you know, the old adage, if you have lemons, you make lemonade. Well, that may be a bit trite, but to say that when unexpected circumstances come, and especially if they are tragic in nature, we can manage that in a way that we find even a more positive outcome that is dynamic. It isn't just, okay, well, we kind of make the best of it, so to speak, and move on. No, it's a dynamic outcome. What does that mean? That it's contributive, that we pull from those lessons things that change us and enable us, empower us to help change others in a way that, again, is positive. So we are more contributive to the various circles that we participate in, whether it's family or church or schools or business, the larger community, the various ways in which we're plugged in. And boy, I'll tell you, from my standpoint, if we look back over the last number of weeks and months that we've had the pleasure to bring you this show, one theme has begun to emerge, and that is we are at a point as a community that we find ourselves revitalizing, redirecting, repositioning, integrating, pulling together new ways of thinking. Well, that's what Leisha Berry's here to talk about, again, on a personal level. And Jess, her son, they'll have some very penetrating remarks, I think. We'll find out what they're all about. Leisha, for her part, is an expert in that and has authored a couple of books. She'll tell us about those items. And let's see, we've got Lexi Bellastreri with us. She will be bringing us the Events in a Minute feature that keeps you a post of the happenings, the calendar of events, which, by the way, too, is available at the website. So if you go to TallahasseeTalks.com, go to the events page, you can see a listing there. And we want to keep you posted. We want you to know what those things are that we think are important that you've brought to our attention. If you have an idea that you'd like to share, if you have an event that you'd want us to announce, you can always make that available to us. Send us events@TallahasseeTalks.com. If you have an idea for the show, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. See how easy that is? We do try to make it simple. Facebook is a great place to find us. If you go to our Facebook page, you can post comments there, of course, and photos. And incidentally, we are in the process of putting together kind of a neat little photo contest for you. So we're going to be asking you to post photos of your summer vacation. So your favorite summer vacation pics. And we'll tell you more about that as that comes together in the weeks ahead. But we want you to be a part of that fun, and there'll be prizes to give away and a vacation destination that you can win if you are voted among Facebook followers to be the best photo of your vacation. That's what we're going to do. So what's going on around town? Well, you know what? Lots of very interesting things in the news. And in this context of revitalization, things developing, I've noticed, too, President Barron earlier this week announcing the fact that they have put together this rather interesting, a foundation. It's the Innovation Foundation to assist student businesses. He was in conversation with the editorial board over there at the newspaper. And so in launching Innovation Foundation to assist students and businesses that students have started, he's acknowledging the fact that it's not easy getting that new business off the ground in the university under Eric Barron's, President Barron's tutelage, is determined to establish Florida State as one of the top 25 entrepreneurial universities in the country. And his part of that mission is the formation of this DSO, which is a direct support organization for student-based, student-authored businesses. Great idea. And it's in keeping with where we seem to be going as a community. When you look at innovation happening all across the region, we've talked with Ron this week, Ron Goldstein, who is the creator of pedicabs. Have you heard about pedicabs? Well, There's a great idea. This is pedicabs. Are those oversized tricycles, basically, is what they are, sort of a rickshaw idea. And you can get in a pedicab, and the driver will take you by pedicab to wherever you need to be within a given geography. Been using them around campus a bit. They've been downtown at some of the Adams Street occasions, events. Over Memorial Day weekend, I know they were down there. Midtown, they use up there often to shuttle you from one bar to the next, or one happening to the next. So it's a neat concept, and that was all done right here in Tallahassee. It's a growing thing. Another idea, the spray box. Have you heard about the spray box? Well, this is for us guys and gals who may have a pickup truck, and we want to be able to bring a source of fresh water with us wherever we go, if we're fishing or hunting or hiking or camping, and you mount this thing in the back of your pickup there. And by doing so, you've got a fresh water source. Another great idea that is happening right here in Tallahassee. So that's what's going on around town this week. We're glad you've tuned in. Stay with us in the hour. We've got Leisha Berry joining us, and we'll learn more as we return.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Glad you joined us. We have in studio Jess and Leisha Berry. Leisha, you are here to talk about the whole business of redefining tragedy in someone's life and in our lives. Jess, you're the poster child here for this whole experiment. We're looking at the fact that you were injured here several weeks ago and are still here to tell us about that, thank God. Well, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're especially impressed with the fact that you're trying to take what was a horrific experience for you and translate that into something that can be positive in our lives as well as your own. And you tell us about the accident. What happened?
Well, the accident was mainly as a result of my poor judgment, but...
Well, that's kind of the way it rolls, isn't it? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I was going to school at the University of Central Florida at the time, and down there, longboarding, you know, skateboarding on longboards is a huge, you know, cultural...
thing.
Yeah, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Pastime.
And, you know, kids use them to get to class, and it's a recreational thing, too.
Not unusual at all, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's right. Like everyone down there skates.
In fact, isn't it true that a lot of the people who teach at U of F use longboards and skateboards? No?
Well, I'm not sure.
Or is that just a Gator-based rumor?
No, I went to UCF.
UCF. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not paying attention here. Not listening. Sorry.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. So basically, because there are no hills down there, and longboarding is mainly based on going fast down hills as well as just commuting, kids sneak into the parking garages and ride down them in a spiral from the top.
Mm.
And so, I mean, this is something that I'd done 100 times.
Wow.
And, you know,
had no big deal.
Yeah, never really worn a helmet because it's just the culture. You know, no one really wears a helmet or thinks that they can get injured.
Just like bull riding.
Yeah, sure. That's a good example.
Yep.
And so I was out skating one night, and the very first run I took, I reached the last corner, which is a 180-degree corner, and hit a little strip of water that was running across the ground. And according to my friends, my head went down, my legs went up.
Ouch.
And I See,
right there, that tells me this is not going well.
No,
definitely not.
Legs up, head down.
Yeah.
And how fast do you think you were going?
I was probably going 25, 30 miles an hour at the last corner. And
that's fast enough.
Yeah, with that helmet for sure.
Yeah.
And so I...
And do you recall any of that?
I actually remembered it about 2 weeks after the accident itself. Yeah. It came back to me when I was eating dinner with my family, which is really interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, weird timing. But... So, yeah, I was unconscious for about 2.5 minutes or so and woke up to my friends trying to keep me on the ground because I, you know, I was not skating alone because that's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
And among other things. And I was really confused and didn't know why I was on the ground or why my head was wet. And I was trying to, you know, get up and keep going and they wouldn't let me. And so I never really realized that something was wrong until I was being loaded into the ambulance. And... It was extremely lucky that my friends had realized that something bad enough had happened.
So you had incurred a skull fracture.
Yeah, I'd fractured my skull.
This wasn't just a concussion then.
No. Okay. No. This was a skull fracture and an epidural hematoma, as I found out later. So I had a blood clot formed between the dura outside the brain and the interior lining of my skull.
Not good.
Not good at all.
We call that a bad thing in layman's terms.
Yeah.
So you're in the hospital for how long?
I was in the hospital for, it was 4 or 5 days, I believe.
And Leisha, how did you get word of this happening?
Well, we got the dreaded phone call at 1 in the morning. You know, your son is in the ER with a head injury.
And, was that a friend or was that somebody at the hospital?
It was someone at the hospital. Uh-huh. And of course, we're here in Tallahassee, you know, and he's down in Orlando. So we jumped out of bed and immediately prepared to go down and... The neurosurgeon, you know, called us back after the CT scan and said, we have to do this quickly. He's deteriorating rapidly. I need your permission over the phone to operate and do brain surgery and craniotomy on your son. We're like, So,
and
you know,
he said what?
He said that if we had waited much longer, Jess wouldn't have been there, that he was deteriorating very quickly.
Obviously, then you gave them permission.
Absolutely.
And said, just
absolutely.
Do it.
And then we hightailed it down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So... Thank God the surgery was successful.
Oh yeah.
Your mother and father then taking a deep breath, letting it out slowly for several days, right? But you didn't know he's in the hospital for several days, and you don't know the outcome. You're walking through all this.
We are, and you know, of course,
did you just live there the whole?
Oh yeah,
the next four or five days?
Yeah. And he spent those first 4 or 5 days in the hospital, but then was transferred into inpatient hospital rehab because after you have a traumatic brain injury. You need to be assessed and to make sure your cognitive skills are there, your fine and gross motor, your higher, you know, executive reasoning, memory.
Yep.
Yes.
And had a nephew go through a brain injury. So I have some personal experience with that. It's an ordeal. Okay.
It is.
Okay.
And those first couple of days are about the survival. You know, is he going to make it? Because his brainstem got a good twist. And so his autonomic systems were completely dysregulated.
Can you touch your nose?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is good. Yeah, there we go. He's touching his nose, folks.
Yep.
On the radio here. But anyway.
You can see that.
Okay.
So it was every parent's nightmare, you know, obviously, to get the call and then to live through, is my son going to die? And we called on a lot of helpers, you know, a lot of people who were thinking good thoughts for us around the world. And our mantra was seeing him healed and whole. And that's how we kept thinking of him and asked people to pray for him or think good thoughts about, you know, he's healed and whole. Yep. And so people did that for several weeks.
And there's a lot of power in that envisioning, is there not?
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, then again, your brain wasn't at its best. So were you able to capture some of that thinking and begin thinking for yourself, I am going to get well here?
Oh,
or was that out of range for
you? I was determined from the very second I woke up to be
okay. Well. But that was 4 days after the surgery. No? Yes.
No, I woke up the following morning. I woke up to my parents in the hospital room.
Like, they had completed the surgery and there you are. Okay.
Yeah, basically. I just woke up from the sleep after surgery. But it's very confusing, I will say that. And I was definitely really out of it for a while, but like, as soon as I realized what had happened, I was determined to get better again.
Oh.
You might share that experience that you shared with us about feeling so many people thinking about you.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
We're gonna get into that because I think that part of your story is a great way of pointing us in the direction of what happens after.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we're talking with Jess and Leisha Berry here. Jess is Leisha's son, who was unfortunately the victim of a an accident, and it can happen to anybody. But in this case, involved brain injury, and going through that whole experience, coming through it, living through it, and now the aftermath of that. And so Leisha is here to talk about how in the world can we take what is otherwise a very tragic, very negative set of circumstances and see the positive in that, not only for ourselves, but how do we share that? How do we translate that into real behavior for other folks? And by the way, here's another very good behavior that you should make a part of your regular routine. If you'll go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, you can listen to any one of the shows that we've done in the last 2.5 years, now in our third season. I don't feel that old, but here we are, and doing the very best we can to bring people like Leisha and Jess to the microphone, because it's part of the conversation we're having as a community. That's what we're all about, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. If you have a topic, a guest you'd like us to consider, it's easy enough. Topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to you staying with us right after this.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, so we're talking with Leisha Berry here about adaptability. And she's cautioned me not to refer to crisis management as such. So I'm not going to even say crisis management, okay?
You just did twice.
What?
You just did twice. Yes.
What did I say? Crisis management? I meant to say adaptability, because there's a difference there. What's the difference for you?
Well, the reason I bristle a little bit when I hear crisis management is because I worked in social services and in nonprofit sector for several years. And,
yes.
And we used that term to talk about families that needed intervention and, you know, to provide social services to families. And this is definitely not that situation.
I see.
So we're talking about really adaptability.
So it's not a pejorative term. It's just inaccurate.
Right.
If we refer to this as crisis management, that says that we're doing some kind of intervention.
Right.
That might involve some extended set of circumstances.
Right, from a social services perspective, it can be viewed that way, yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that today, are we? Okay, we've been cautioned, Jess. She's cautioned me now 3 times, so I better learn. But we are talking about individual interpretation of circumstances in our lives, are we not?
Absolutely.
And that's the business of adaptability, okay?
Absolutely.
And taking what could be considered a negative, like a brain injury or a near-death experience. I guess we wouldn't put that in the P column as a positive. We'd see that as an N, a negative thing. But you don't see it as negative. And tell us about what happened following or during the early stages of recovery.
Well, I was so crazily on drugs, you know, all the different
I can identify with that. Oh, you mean medication. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
You know. So I was just on pain meds, you know, crazy anti-seizure medication, all that sort of stuff. And I was, you know, asleep, incredibly asleep, just constantly. I would just fall asleep, you know, every few minutes or so.
Sure.
And this sleep was deeper than any unmedicated previous sleep I'd had in my life. It was so deep that I felt like I was on a different planet even.
Wow.
And so when I would awake, it would feel like I was being lifted up back to the light. Like I was having to choose between, you know, staying in a
going under
place.
Or coming back up.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And I had this
and did you have that physical sensation as well? Or was it okay?
It was a very physical sensation.
Yeah.
And I also had the sensation that I was being lifted up by like 1,000 hands, you know, people that were thinking about me and people
indeed.
That were caring about me.
Indeed.
And so when I would wake up, I was incredibly confused because it was, you know, this. I was back.
Who are all these people in my room after all? Exactly.
But yeah, it was definitely a really, really physical experience.
That's very cool. And that lasted for several days or just
yeah.
momentarily?
Oh, a few days for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Because I was just cool. asleep most of the time for the first few days.
So now you go through the recovery and then into what we'd consider rehab.
Rehab,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that experience. What was that like?
Well, rehab was mainly just, you know, testing my abilities to make sure that I wasn't critically damaged in a lot of different areas. So I had, you know, physical rehab to see how I was doing in terms of, you know, heart rate and all the other autonomic systems. And then I also had, you know, occupational therapy and speech therapy to see how I was doing, you know, cognitively.
I see.
And I was so determined to get well that I was taking this as a huge challenge to try and prove how well I was. And so, you know, at least in the cognitive department, I was just trying to beat all the stuff they could give me and try and show that I was completely 100% and could get there again.
So you've not experienced at this point any differences to how you can perform. You can drive a car. Are you back skateboarding?
No, I don't think I will be, actually. That's something we'll talk about later when we talk about my, you know, transformation as a person.
Okay. So, Leisha, let's jump in here with where you are historically then. With that time, he's going through the rehabilitation process. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm with him as much as they'll allow me to be with him. I actually was rooming with him in his rehab hospital. And really linking in with my, you know, mother's intuition, maternal instinct, and adding
Imagine.
That. And fortunately, all the medical professionals that we worked with considered me an equal member of the team, which is essential.
Remarkable.
Because mothers and, you know, parents do really know their kid very well.
Yeah.
And so I was able to determine that there were some subtle differences in the ways that Jess was performing, but that we could identify them early. And I happen to be a whole brain integration specialist, so I've been preparing, it seems, as if, you know, the 25 professional years of my career for this event. So I was able to apply everything that I have learned and
there are no
that
accidents,
I know.
Are there?
I tell you, it makes me wonder.
No coincidences in life.
It really was amazing.
Right.
So, you know, working very intently with him and paying hyper attention. And so, you know, you entered kind of this altered state while you're that focused. And it was very traumatic, obviously, for our whole family and very stressful. However, our determination was and is that when something challenging occurs in our life, that we make use of it and that it not be, you know, spilled milk and then you cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's spilled milk and then you clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn from the experience. Mm-hmm. You use it to transform yourself and change form if needed so that you can become something better and then offer what it is that you learn to other people that hopefully can be of service in some way.
Yeah.
And so it was our determination to do that with this event. And Jess led the way because as soon as he woke up from ICU with his brain surgery, his attitude was, I'm going to get better. And that is the attitude that chooses to make something growthful rather than tragic. And, you know, getting in a car accident or falling down a flight of stairs you know, that things happen that we can't necessarily find we're at fault about. And so even in that situation that we can decide, rather than letting this be traumatic and ruin my life, I'm going to make this. There's actually a psychological term called post-traumatic growth. And instead of post-traumatic stress disorder, it's actually changing something very challenging through an attitudinal shift into something very growthful in our lives. And this is a newly recognized psychological term. And this is something that we really latch onto in our family, is that we have the capacity to make this growthful.
That's awesome. Talking with Leisha Berry and Jess Berry. Folks, I'm glad you're with us. We've got standing by Lexi Bellastreri to keep us even more aware with events in a minute. Lexi?
Thank you, Brian. Tonight from 8 to 10:30 p.m., the Tallahassee Downtown Business Association presents Saturday in the Park. Bring your picnic baskets, blankets, and chairs and enjoy yourself under the stars in the downtown district. Several downtown businesses will be offering specials before and after the event, and there will be live entertainment by two-time Grammy winner and acclaimed jazz trumpeter Scotty Barnhart. Admission is free. This weekend, the Tallahassee Little Theater is continuing its production of the play Wonder of the World. Wonder of the World is a zany comedy about one woman's journey breaking away from a boring life and coming into her own. Tickets are available at the box office or online at the Tallahassee Little Theater website. This show contains adult themes suitable for mature audiences only. Attention, all you local performers out there! Monday, June 17th from 8 p.m. to midnight, come out to the Tallahassee Peace Market for Mondays on the Mic. There will be music, comedy, poetry, and other acts by local performers in the Tallahassee area every Monday starting this week. If you would like to sign up to perform, you can do so Tuesday through Saturday at the Peace Market from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Finally, Friday, June 21st, join Big Bob's Music Machine at Po' Boys Killarn for karaoke night. Come out and sing some tunes or maybe just enjoy some great food and drink specials. It's sure to be a good time. These are your events in a minute. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Lexi Balistrieri.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us, even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
So in your life, there are things that happen. Sometimes they are willful decisions, and we later look back and go, gosh, that was pretty stupid. That we would call a mistake. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake. And then there are things that happen that seem to be somewhat random, I guess, or have little to do with apparent choices we've made. Things that just come at us. Gosh, you can think of even in recent days, tragic accidents, you know, a tractor trailer that comes apart and flies across the median and destroys this passenger van with eight people in it.
Mm.
You know, and the six people are dead. I mean, what did they do wrong? But things like that have happened throughout our history and go on all the time. So yet, when those of us who are on the tail end of that come about, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. whatever has happened to us, or whatever we may have invited to happen ourselves mm-hmm. by skateboarding and, you know, not wearing a helmet, okay,
mm-hmm. well, exactly,
you know, so sue me kind of thing, right? nonetheless, we come away from that, and what you're focused on, Leisha, it seems, is, yeah, what do you do with that? And for your own part, your own life has been a matter of recovering, reinterpreting, mm-hmm. Reorganizing, mm-hmm. and you're referring to it under this title of adaptability, right?
Absolutely, and as well as resilience. I like the word resilience too, yeah, but yeah. Adaptability is a decision.
Mm.
You know, it's I'm being given this particular fork in the road, and I'm going to choose to use it to my best effort, my best advantage, and you know, make it a growthful.
Well, what do you say to people who say, come on, that's kind of Pollyannish of you? I mean, you're just, what are you, an optimist here? I mean, come on. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you got lemons, so you make lemonade. I mean, so the skeptics who kind of look at that and go, well, you don't understand my circumstance.
Then I would say to them, I am an optimist, and there is every reason in the world that I shouldn't be. I endured quite a bit of abuse as a child at the hands of my family, very dark sexual, physical, mental abuse, as well as we had a fellow break into our house with a gun that held me at gunpoint when I was 12. And one might look at those instances as something that we would say, well, you can just, you know, write your life off. You're just, you know, a tragedy, you know, a story that can't be rewritten. And certainly, you know, as a young person growing up, that was, you know, tempting to think that way. It was like, you know, I will never overcome these feelings I have about myself, or I will never overcome that this is what I came from. However, there was some kernel inside of me that I identified as something larger than myself, that was sort of the source of inspiration and comfort and intelligence in my life that said, you will overcome this. And not only that, but you're supposed to be helping people out. And so you have to overcome this. And so it drove me to look at the circumstances of my life as grist for the mill, or I'm a gardener, so compost is a real good metaphor for me, because you throw the crap, you know, basically your eggshells and your coffee grinds and the vegetable trimmings into the ground, and over time they transformed into this black gold that makes the most beautiful garden and the most prolific plants.
So that's where the book came from.
Yes.
She's written a book, folks, entitled Soul Compost. Provocative sort of title, curious enough, published in 2012, so just now, about a year ago. This whole description, I guess, of how a person goes through the business that you're describing here, what you do with what happens and transforming that into something that is useful, and as compost is, full of all kinds of nutrients that'll help you grow forward, huh?
Absolutely. Some of your listeners may have been part of 1 Billion Rising, which is something that I spearheaded in February here in Tallahassee. Yeah. And that was an event to bring awareness
at Clayman Plaza.
Ending violence against women. And the reason that I was particularly well suited to do that is because I'm, you know, a great advocate of ending violence against women and girls and violence in general.
Yes.
And you know, I have a uniquely suited background to care about that. And again, you know, it's a message of why that was particularly powerful for me, was that it was about, you know, seeing the truth and the harsh reality of violence, but dancing about it and, you know, using it to, you know, change our bodies and use our bodies to change the feeling, the emotion, and to turn it into something useful in our lives. Yeah. And you let that empower us to do something.
Right. And then when you do so collectively, it seems to me there's something even more significant about that. It's one thing for Jess and I to individually do that, but that experience is a collective, and that whole business of worship where people come together en masse and begin to identify with. So maybe that was the 10,000 hands that were lifting you up while you were in the hospital. You agree with that?
Yes. I mean, we certainly had a visceral experience of feeling giant hands underneath all of us, our whole family, throughout Jess's recovery. Absolutely. Like carried
through.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And it's my belief, you know, that we are all connected, and that when we call on the best of each other, that we really can lift one another up. And that's really the essence of why I talk about resilience and adaptability and choosing to be growthful in our orientation. Because when I mirror that back to you, then perhaps you can get in touch with that in yourself.
Yes. Well, I'm feeling good right now.
Okay, good.
Tell you that.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Because there were several things I did wrong this morning that I otherwise would be paying for. So I'm glad that you're here. For those folks who are just now sort of getting the idea of this soul compost, you've described it. Is there a process? Are there stages to that? And I don't mean to suggest that it's a 12-step program or something, but
no.
But do you see it happening in pieces and parts, or does it all sort of happen at once?
I do, and for me, it happens. It starts with making the choice to live through something.
instructions for folks who
oh, yeah.
might need to be wearing a helmet or might Absolutely. Want to look for other ways to get in touch with their need for excitement.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of writing a book about my first year in college, mm. which was very, very much a learning experience and, you know, on several different fronts. So that's a good way that I'm, you know, putting all this down.
And then talk about No Helmet, No Bueno.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get a little No Helmet campaign started. My dad, in his frustration with me, took some, you know, photos of my head post-operation and made a meme saying, you know, No Helmet, No Bueno. And has shared it with a few people. And people are really interested in posting those photos around skate parks and, you know, really spreading the word about wearing helmets. Because it's
very cool.
It's honestly a much better idea than not wearing a helmet.
Very cool. So here we have the topic, adaptability, how you take negative life circumstances, translate those, transform those into positive experiences, not just from a matter of perspective, but a matter of behavior and activity. Leisha Berry, our guest today, and Jess, who have brought with us, brought to us a very good, I think, description of what that process looks like. The book is entitled Soul Compost, published in 2012. And for her part, Leisha will be at Unity Church coming up June 30th out there east side of town on Buck Lake Road, where you can learn more. You'll be presenting there, I guess, at one of their services.
Mm-hmm, the 10 a.m. service and Soul Compost will be available at that reading.
All right, folks. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks it's for having
pleasure.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, folks, for being a part of what makes this show so fun for me, in that we get to talk about the things you're talking about. That's what we're all about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning right here at 93.3. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.